Welcome to Hacker Slacker, your daily Hacker News Summary Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Petticord. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, Andre again. And this pod will be all about Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi's fireside chat at Disrupt 2018. For a little background, Dara took over as Uber CEO 1 year ago after scandal-ridden CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick was ousted from the company. Before Uber, Khosrowshahi was the CEO of Expedia from 2005 to 2017. In his first year, Khosrowshahi has focused on repairing the damaged image of Uber as a company. This was in no way helped this past March, when a self-driving vehicle being tested by Uber fatally struck 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg in Arizona. Uber consequently ended self-driving vehicle operations in Arizona, and Khosrowshahi has been working to make the company more favorable to the public. In his talk, Dara discussed how Uber as a company has to make the digital world meet the physical one. As Uber expands into more modes of transportation, their goal is to disambiguate car ownership and make themselves solely into a transportation company, with the goal of getting you from point A to point B. Uber is becoming less of a ride-hailing company and more of a mobility company, Khosrowshahi said. With the introduction of bikes and scooters, Uber wants to make their service and platform better for users and the cities they operate in. Let's say that you're in San Francisco, and you need to travel about 2 miles. Traveling under 2.5 miles in a car is simply inefficient and unhealthy for a city, especially in such densely populated places as downtown San Francisco. Uber wants to give you the option to grab a bike, use Uber's routing algorithm, and get to your destination without worrying about traffic. This makes travel greener, faster, and healthier for both the user and the city. This vision is interesting, as Khosrowshahi wants to make Uber into the Amazon of transportation. Transportation is a huge market at roughly $6 trillion a year, but a total monopoly on how we get around our own cities may not be all that user-friendly. Despite this, Uber will continue to innovate mobility technology, and I fully expect them to be a hot stock when they IPO in 2019. One of the most interesting points that was mentioned during this discussion was that of a possible Uber Air. Khosrowshahi noted that transportation, much like urbanization, cannot stay two-dimensional. Just like housing units and office buildings in cities began to build vertically, Uber is expecting to look up for business opportunities. Khosrowshahi said that day-to-day transportation will likely move from being just on the ground to being above it as well, and Uber is ready to take that space. Khosrowshahi also said that the technology could be possible within 5 to 10 years, stating that the true innovators in the early days are the ones that they called crazy. This is absolutely true, and it shows that as CEO, Khosrowshahi is ready to move Uber forward. Hearing from the CEO of one of the most well-known tech companies in the world was an incredible experience, and I was able to learn quite a bit. My next pod will be about a fireside chat I saw with former AOL CEO Steve Case and his partner at Revolution Ventures, J.D. Vance. They had some wonderful insights into investing outside of Silicon Valley that I'm very excited to share with you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.
It's great to have someone on the floor at TechCrunch Disrupt in San Francisco, and it was great to hear what he had to say about Khosrowshahi's talk. I hope you found it as interesting as I did. He'll be back soon with thoughts on the next talks, and I hope to see you then. Thanks for listening.